Welcome to this deep dive. We're uncovering those key market insights you need for the Real Estate and Banking in 2025 event. You know, the one in Fort Worth, hosted by God Bless Retirement and Dr. Chakotsky.
Yeah. It's a fast-paced event, just an hour, but man, is it packed with insights. How the local economy is impacting real estate, banking, M&A activity. We're talking to everyone. Regional lenders.
Commercial brokers, attorneys, family offices.
Exactly. Anyone who makes deals happen, this is for them.
Okay, so let's break this down for our listener. It's not just about understanding the market.
Right.
It's about walking away with those actionable takeaways and connections.
Absolutely.
The kind that can really make a difference for their businesses and investments.
Precisely. Our goal is to equip you with the knowledge to make the most of this event, especially with what's going on in the economy right now.
Perfect. So let's start with the big picture. What's the current economic pulse of Fort Worth?
Well, Fort Worth is in this interesting sort of push and pull right now. On the one hand, you've got employment growing steadily, up 1.3% in February 2024. Plus, the city's population just keeps climbing.
Makes sense. More people.
Which usually means more demand for housing, commercial real estate, all of that.
Right. More people, more jobs. Got to live somewhere. Got to work somewhere. But I'm seeing some notes here about a potential cooling in the real estate market.
Exactly. While median home prices have stabilized a bit, North Texas as a whole, the prediction is we're going to see a dip in sale prices and existing home sales, too. Inventory is also increasing.
So it's moving towards a more balanced market.
Exactly. Sellers who are riding high, they might need to adjust those expectations.
Here's where it gets interesting for our listeners. What does this mean for our regional lenders and brokers?
Right.
Is it time to hit the panic button? Or are there hidden opportunities here?
Honestly, it's a bit of both. Lower prices, though, that could attract new buyers, especially with these predictions that mortgage rates might drop in 2024.
Okay.
This is where those networking opportunities at the event become so crucial. Yeah.
Because you might connect with family offices who are looking for real estate investments.
That's such a good point, because networking isn't just about shaking hands. It's about strategic alignment. Especially in a market like this, that's shifting.
100%. And it's not just residential real estate we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. The commercial sector in Fort Worth, it's got its own thing going on.
What's that?
Office spaces, for example. Struggling.
Struggling how?
Vacancy rates, almost 26%.
Ouch. That's a tough vacancy rate.
It is.
But I am seeing that industrial real estate is actually pretty strong.
Yeah. That's a bright spot. Industrial is booming, which actually creates some really interesting opportunities when it comes to M&A activity.
Okay, explain that.
So think warehouses, distribution centers.
Got it.
Those are hot right now.
Yeah.
As an example, we just advised a client on a deal, acquiring a 500,000 square foot warehouse.
Yeah.
Right here in Fort Worth. And let me tell you, the competition was fierce. So there's a ton of demand. So it's a mixed bag for commercial real estate then. Some sectors thriving, others not so much. But zooming out a bit, we've talked a lot about Fort Worth itself. This event is about North Texas, right?
Exactly. And there are some big regional trends impacting this whole conversation.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, the overall DFW economy. Still expanding. Job growth is strong. Unemployment is relatively low. But, and this is a big but, inflation. That's a major concern.
Inflation, yeah. Everyone's talking about it. How's that playing into real estate and finance specifically?
It's impacting everything. Construction costs. Consumer spending power. The cost of borrowing, everything gets way more complex when you've got inflation on your heels. So attendees should be ready to discuss how to navigate that. In fact, they might walk away with some strategies just from talking to their peers at this event.
All right, you can learn a lot from other people's experiences and insights. And it's not just about riding the wave of a strong economy. It's about navigating those complexities, those conversations at the event. Those could be pure gold. Speaking of things influencing the North Texas market that are kind of external,
yeah,
Austin, and this whole tech boom there, it's like Austin's a stone dropped in a pond,
yeah,
and the ripples are reaching Fort Worth.
That's a great way to put it.
So how is that influx of tech companies and tech talent influencing Fort Worth?
Well, we're seeing the effects already, frankly. Increased demand for housing, office space, obviously, and just infrastructure overall in DFW.
Makes sense.
And it's a mixed bag, right? You've got the potential for new businesses, more investment, job growth, but you also have to think about affordability. Can people afford to live here? And the strain on infrastructure, and then there's the potential displacement of existing residents and businesses.
It's like walking a tightrope. You want the growth, but you've got to make it sustainable.
That's a great way to describe it. And frankly, that's what this upcoming event is all about, bringing together these diverse perspectives, lenders, brokers, attorneys, so they can all figure out how to navigate this changing landscape together.
So for our listener, who's probably taking all this in right now and maybe feeling a little overwhelmed, you've got market cooling, inflation, Austin's influence. What's the one key takeaway you want them to walk away with as they head into this event?
I think the biggest thing is, even with these challenges, there's still a ton of opportunity in Fort Worth and North Texas. You just got to be smart about it, informed, adaptable, strategic. And that's what this event is designed to help you with.
I like that. Information is power, adapt or die, and strategy wins the day.
Right.
Now let's dive into something we know will be a hot topic at this event, M&A activity.
Okay.
I'm looking at some data about the commercial real estate market in particular.
Yeah, there's a lot happening there right now, a lot that could impact M&A. For instance, industrial real estate in DFW, 9.5% vacancy rate.
Really? That seems kind of high. Is that a bad sign? Oh,
not necessarily. A lot of it is actually because of speculative construction, not because no one wants the space.
So developers are just like getting ahead of the game.
Exactly. Which makes things really interesting from an M&A perspective.
So more opportunity than distress in that sector.
Yeah.
Interesting. What about retail real estate? What's the M&A outlook there?
Retail is actually pretty strong in DFW. Vacancy rate is low, under 5%. New construction is still happening. So yeah, I think there's definitely potential for M&A there, especially from, say, REITs, developers who are looking to grow their portfolios.
It's like, if you're interested in that at the event, you got to be ready to move. And strategically.
Absolutely. You got to understand the ins and outs of each sector.
Right.
Industrial, retail, even multifamily.
And speaking of multifamily, it's interesting, even with interest rates and inflation, it's seeing a little bit of a rebound in DFW.
Yeah, it is. Vacancy rates are still a bit elevated compared to a few years ago. But that actually makes it a good environment for acquisitions, for playing the long game, that is.
Our listeners got to be looking for those diamonds in the rough. Now, before we wrap up, I want to talk about family offices specifically.
Okay.
What should those folks be thinking about as they navigate this market?
Diversification, first and foremost. Real estate is good, but DFW is growing in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
They should be looking at everything. Construction, infrastructure, especially in Dallas, getting building permits is relatively easy.
Right. Dallas is very business friendly.
Exactly. And then there's the financial services sector, too. It's booming. Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, they're all expanding in Dallas.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, right?
Yeah.
Especially in a market like DFW.
Exactly.
But going back to inflation for a second, how should a family office administrator, someone like that, attending this event, be thinking about inflation and how it plays into their strategy?
Well, they have to consider it in their risk assessment, adjust those return expectations accordingly. Real estate, though, that can be a good hedge against inflation, especially if there's a strong rental income potential. You know, rents tend to go up with inflation.
That's a great point. Got to look the big picture.
Yeah, for sure.
And this event, I mean, that's what it's all about, those high-level conversations.
Exactly. You talk to people, see how they're adapting. It's so valuable.
This deep dive has been great, giving our listeners a real game plan for this upcoming event. We've covered a lot, from trends, challenges, to what's going on in different sectors. Like, wow. But knowledge without action, it's like a car without an engine.
You said it.
You can't go anywhere with it.
Exactly. To everyone listening, take this information, do something with it, and make the most of this event.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, we're wrapping up this deep dive. Hopefully it was helpful, and we will see you at the next one. We've talked about a lot. Fort Worth's economic situation, those bigger trends in North Texas, M&A activity, family offers.
Mm-hmm.
What else should our listeners be thinking about before they head to this event? This God Bless Retirement and Dr. Chakotsky event.
You know, for me, it always comes back to strategy.
Okay.
What are your goals? Why are you going to network? To learn something specific? To pitch an idea?
Right. You got to have a purpose.
Having that clear objective, that'll help you focus, especially with it just being an hour-long event.
It's easy to get distracted, wander around, not really accomplish anything. So have a game plan.
You like it.
What about those people who get a little nervous about networking, especially in a room full of, you know, big players in the Fort Worth market?
My advice, don't be afraid to be bold.
Okay.
This is your chance to connect with the best of the best. Come prepared. Have some good questions to ask. Be ready to share your own insights. And don't be shy about following up afterwards.
Be bold, Be prepared and be proactive. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about sitting on the sidelines. Get in the game.
Exactly.
Make those connections. Who knows what opportunities might come from it?
That's what I'm all about.
Well, this deep dive has been fantastic, giving our listeners a lot to think about, a real game plan for this market, for this event.
I agree.
The Fort Worth and North Texas markets, they're full of potential, and this event is the place to be to tap into all of that.
Couldn't agree more.
To all our listeners out there, take this information, put it to good use, and we will see you at the next deep dive.